And here you are. And you know why you are here, don't you?
Yes.
You are here because you are a crinkly caretaker. And as you lie there in a nice deep trance, listening to my words, I'd like you to accept the truth. Accept that you enjoy being a crinkly caretaker. Yes. You enjoy being a crinkly caretaker. You feel comfortable as a diapered caretaker. You feel completely normal when you are taking care of someone in diapers, regardless of the situation. It feels natural to wear your diapers as you care for others and diaper them up. You like to take care of others and diaper them up. You have a strong desire to diaper those in your care. You love to make sure that everyone is crinkly and well-behaved. You love to set a good example for your crinklers, don't you? Yes, you do. Taking care of others and keeping them crinkly feels good and natural. You like being a crinkly caretaker, and you can notice how good that feels. And whenever you hear me say the words, crinkly caretaker, you can remember that feeling of being a crinkly caretaker, that compulsion to care for and diaper others. And if it's the right place and time, you can allow that feeling to take over until you are filled with a strong desire to wear diapers and diaper others, and to be the best diapered caretaker you can be. And you know how you can be a good crinkly caretaker, don't you? Yes, that's right. Good crinkly caretakers can be good by being good diapered role models. And you're a good diapered role model. And you feel motivated to behave as a good diapered role model behaves. All you have to do is listen and follow along. Follow my words and listen as I tell you just how to do that. Good crinkly caretakers make the rules. Therefore, good crinkly caretakers follow the rules they make for diapered ones. You know how a good crinkler should behave, and you know how you should behave. You should be a good role model for diapered ones, so they know just how to behave too. That's right. Whatever rules you make should be the rules that you follow as well. And you're a good caretaker, so it's easy for you to follow the rules. You choose the rules, but there are many rules that I can suggest. And you can listen and follow along as you learn just what those rules are. Listen and follow along as you learn to be the best diapered role model you can be. Such a good diapered role model. Good crinkly caretakers take good care of themselves so they can take good care of others. That means sleeping well, eating well, staying diapered, and being kind to oneself. And even though we know that crinkly caretakers can't do it all the time, you can do your best. You will do your best to take care of yourself so that you can take care of others. Good crinkly caretakers go to bed on time. After all, your crinkly ones have bedtimes, so should you. That's right. You can be a good diapered role model by going to bed on time and showing everyone how easy it is to go to bed on time. You will feel so good knowing that you are getting enough sleep, and at the same time helping to ensure that those under your care get sleep as well. You are doing such a good job listening to my words. You're on the path to being the best crinkly caretaker you can be. And doesn't that feel great? Yes, it does. Now listen and follow along. I know you can do it. And so do you. because you are so good at training yourself and others to be the best crinklers you can be. Good crinkly caretakers eat their veggies and avoid excess salts and sweets. Yes, vegetables are delicious and nutritious. And good diapered role models can show their crinkly ones that eating healthy is fun and good. It's not just veggies that you eat, but healthy food in general. Yes, good crinkly caretakers make sure those in their care have a healthy diet. And that means maintaining a healthy diet yourself. And doesn't it feel so good to eat well? Yes, it does. Good crinkly caretakers avoid swearing. After all, you wouldn't want your crinkly ones to swear, would you? They look to you to provide a good example of behavior. So if you want them to speak politely, it's imperative that you avoid swearing and harsh language as much as possible. Sometimes it's hard for crinkly ones to regulate their emotions, and you can help with that as well. You can do your best to maintain a calm and positive demeanor when appropriate, and also to be open with your feelings in a constructive way. As a crinkly caretaker, you have a unique opportunity to model healthy emotional processing and expression to those in your care, and it feels so good to know that you are making such a positive impact on their lives, doesn't it? Yes, it does. And of course, as a good crinkly caretaker, you always wear your diaper. That's right. Crinkly caretakers wear their diapers all the time to show those in their care that it's fine and normal to wear their diapers like they should. It's up to you whether you and those in your care must use those diapers, and in what ways you use those diapers. But as long as you remain in diapers, you can know that you are on the right path to show others how to be good and stay in diapers. And some crinkly caretakers wear a chastity device as well. But only you know if that is the right decision for you and those in your care. You may even decide that being a crinkly lock caretaker helps you focus on being the best caretaker you can be. But only you can decide if that decision is right for you. And you are so good at listening to my voice and following along. You've done a wonderful job so far. And you know that you can listen again. You will listen again. As you train diligently to be the best crinkly caretaker you can be. Now that you have learned how to be good, you can feel comfortable as a crinkly caretaker, and maybe you have some rules of your own that you like to model for your crinkly ones. That's fine too. You can create the rules that you know are best for your crinkly ones, and you know that you will follow those rules as well to show them how it's done. Because you are a great diapered role model.